Friday night.
So you didn't head out tonight?
I didn't. No, I was planning to, but then had all this printer stuff going on.
Ah, the printer.
You're right. What's that?
Never fun.
No.
The IT stuff. I need computer stuff.
Right. Is he still in the frame for the camera?
Yeah, you're perfect.
Okay.
If I tell you to talk in your mic, I do that once in a while during the show. It's just to keep you, you know, close to it.
Focused on.
Yeah, some people will, like, go back. And
that's cool.
Let me tell
like,
a story
hey,
back here.
Chat in the mic. All right, we're gonna.
You know, Becky, I'll tell you something. Push this away.
All right, here we go.
So is this live?
If you want it to be live, do you want it to be live?
It's live.
Should we not record anything you're saying?
Well, I don't know.
We're live, and it's a Friday night at the office in China Hall. You have no choice.
Did you actually go live?
Yeah, we're live.
Okay, we're live.
We're live right now.
What's up, guys?
Right. Perfect. That's exactly what I wanted to hear.
For you to get in the frame, you guys are going to have to come just a little bit. Let's see. How can we do that? Can we move that,
yeah, back.
That camera down at the end? Yeah, that'd be perfect. So Friday night, office of China Hall. We missed last week. I don't remember. Oh, because no one wanted to join us, Josh. Josh.
Tough break.
Josh and I were like, do you got anybody? Nope, I don't got anybody. Did anybody reach out to you? Nope, no one reached out to me. Nope. All right, well, we shall not do the Office of the China Hall, but we're happy to be here on this Friday night.
That's right.
And we have a special guest that people are like, do you want me to introduce myself? And it's like, yeah, that's how we do it here. Yeah. So go ahead.
Who are you?
Introduce yourself.
Well, happy to introduce myself. So my name is Callan Stilberg. I'm a chiropractor. I own Trillium Spinal Care up northwest Rochester there. Over by Costco, yeah. Same building as Hair Studio 52. People a lot of times know that one. Or the Roosters on the north side.
Yeah. Same parking lot. Roosters 1 or 2? I feel like that's Roosters 1. Like
Roosters
the 1.
Original. The original. One. The OG.
Yeah, I was going to say.
The OG
Roosters. The OG Roosters or something like that.
Yeah. How long have you been there?
March will be 2 years.
Nice.
Yeah. So coming up on 2 years.
And that was the original location?
Yep.
Like, okay.
Yep. So
right on.
Started out there and, been just hammering away ever since.
How'd you land in Rochester?
So of course I do NUCA, which is a very specific.
Yeah, explain that because no one knows what that
right?
is.
Right. It's a specific type of chiropractic. There's like 100,000 chiropractors in the world and less than 250 that do what I do. So it's pretty specialized. And I did my internship in my last trimester in school with the NUCA. Right?
Episode,
throw me off. I told you. I can't concentrate.
All right. Can we end the live right now? And just, no.
Pull the plug.
We're starting over.
Anybody watching this, we're sorry. Please forget this in your memory.
You probably couldn't.
All right, we're on the NUCA. Back to it.
So I did my internship with the NUCA president in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and he built his whole practice on like professional relationships. And he actually did it with these neuromuscular dentists, these specialized dentists. And next thing you know, he's doing all these different conferences. All these dentists are learning all about the craniocervical junction, which is a fancy way of saying that top part of the neck. And I was like, man, how do I, emulate something like that? And so I thought, Rochester, you'd have a hard time finding like a higher condensed area with a bunch of healthcare professionals than you would here. So that was my thought process. I was hoping to, work with a neurologist or something like that at one of the hospitals and see where we could go from there. So
when you say NUCA president, like, is NUCA a brand? Is NUCA a special tool? Is NUCA like what?
So NUCA, it stands for National Upper Cervical Chiropractic Association. So okay. It's this this large organization, and the focus is entirely on the top part of the neck, aligning the neural canal, which is where your brainstem sits. There's a number of reasons why we focus on that area, but I guess suffice it to say that it's a very unique joint in your spine, and you've got over 99% of all the nerves that go right through inside of that top bone. So when we align that top bone, then the rest of the spine aligns itself. So the nuke organization is one that started in the early 60s, and it's progressed since then. So like I said, there's less than 250 that do what it do nuca the way that it's supposed to be done. Mm. So pretty powerful if you do it the right way.
Neat. So were you like in high school and like, I just want to be a nuca artist and
a nuca artist? No, actually I, well, so the reason that I got into nuca in the first place was my sister was in a really bad car accident when she was 15. She fractured 3 lumbar vertebrae. She shattered her jaw. She lost 3 teeth. She collapsed a lung. She had a basal skull fracture. So she nearly died. She was in the ICU for 5 days, and my parents took her, you know, after she had multiple, emergency surgeries to save her life. So, you know, the Western medicine absolutely did their job. Emergency care saved her life, you know, thank God for all that. But afterwards, there wasn't a whole lot that they could do for her. You know, my parents took her to the Diamond Headache Clinic down in Chicago for a week, and she spent time with, you know, she came to Mayo Clinic. She went all over the Midwest trying to find something that would stop the chronic pain that she was in. She was in, you know, it was like morning. It was, you know, wake up with a migraine, go to sleep with a migraine. It was terrible, terrible pain. And you know, she tried all sorts of chiropractors. She tried all sorts of acupuncturists. She saw massage therapists, physical therapists, occupational therapists. You know, she tried just about everything that she could possibly do to get out of pain. You know, she was 17 years old, and she was on 7 different prescription pain medications. Mm-hmm. You know, she went from being a all-star basketball player to this high school delinquent. You know, so...
Did she still go to school during that time, or was she just in so much pain?
She was literally like on the delinquency, you know, whatever, delinquency list or whatever, like at risk of not even graduating high school.
Because you're not attending.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like at least once a week, sometimes 2 or 3 times a week, that she would have to go to the emergency room and essentially be knocked out, you know, to stop the pain for a brief, you know, little while there.
And was it in her head mainly, or is it at that point through her whole body?
Well, it was chronic pain throughout, but the worst was the heads, or the heads. The worst was the headaches. It was, you know, the migraine headaches. And it was, you know, she would wake up and she would go to bed. And the entire time it was just this long-lasting migraine. And that all changed when she actually went and got a nuca correction. It was pretty amazing.
Pardon this interruption for a nice good belch from our sponsor, Snappy Stuff. Josh told me going into this podcast, he's like, we need to have more fun on the podcast. I'm like, all right, Josh.
If your business wants to sponsor our podcast.
Picked up these cups out of the trash can outside. He did not know that until just now.
Just found out. Pretty excited.
Josh going into this podcast.
I'm pretty excited about that.
Dude, we need to have some more fun. And I'm like, all right, man, I'm going to try to spice it up tonight for you.
Glad I could be there for that.
That's great.
When you're talking on the mic too, just keep it like right there if you can. I think it helps. I should kind of check in on Facebook, but I do think it helps. Just keep it nice and close. So
okay.
All right, back to it. Back to the nuca. So
back to it. Where was that at again?
Yeah, I was gonna ask the same question.
In Toma, Wisconsin.
Toma, Wisconsin.
Yep. It was. It was crazy. Of course, it's very common for people with chronic pain to try a bunch of different stuff, you know, like I was saying, listing all that stuff that she'd tried over the 2-year time period. And it was like coworkers, like relative, you know, second cousin or whatever, like that had somehow told my mom about, you know, give this guy a try sort of thing.
I'm sorry, but I'm picturing Toma, Wisconsin, like a bunch of hills, and like there's this little like built-in house into the hill, and like there's this sign that says Nuca Specialist. You
know what I mean? Like, I was only in Toma once, and that was like a tractor pull, I think.
Yes,
don't worry.
Dude, that's what I'm picturing. It's like
they have big tractor
like
pulls.
Big tractor
that's a big
pulls
thing in
like
Toma. It really is. It definitely. And they got good cheese, of course.
Yeah.
Really
good
cheese curds.
Wisconsin. So, how did you find the Nuca Specialist? Is that what they would be called?
a nuka doctor. Yeah. He's still a chiropractor, you know, as am I. We just specialize in the nuka technique. And, found him by way of, you know, some
word of mouth.
Yeah. Through the grapevine, heard from someone who'd heard from someone else who'd like maybe knew a guy who experienced it. It was like just goofy. But, she went and she got her first adjustment, and it was the first time that she was out of pain since before the accident. So it had a huge impact on, you know, her obviously, and on my family and on me. And I was in college at the time, so I was I had already kind of thought that I might want to go into chiropractic, and then once I finally decided that I was going to go into chiropractic, of course, you know, after this happened with my sister, everyone in my family was like, all right, you're going to do nuka, right?
You have to do this.
Yeah. And I was like,
we know it works,
right?
You're doing it.
I was a little stubborn. I was like, all right, don't tell me what to do. I'm going to figure this out myself. And so I was like midway through my first trimester down there. And that was, yeah, I was like, all right, obviously I know what I'm doing. This is stupid to ignore it. So
then the path to become a nuka doctor, is it all through college? Or I feel it is. Okay.
No. So good question. When you graduate chiropractic school, you depending on what school you go to, you're going to have different techniques that you're going to learn. Technically I learned the nuka technique in school, but you don't really learn enough to know what you're really doing. You have to spend a lot of time outside of school. And so we had, you know, school is year round. You have like 9-day breaks between trimesters, which was something to get used to. Mm-hmm. You know, you celebrate that you've passed all your classes, then all of a sudden, you know, 8 days later, you're in class again. That was brutal, but it took a little getting used to. But over like those little breaks there, you know, if you want to learn it and you want to be able to practice it yourself, that's when you have to, you know, spend a lot of time in the nuka doctor's offices. And yeah,
I've been going to see you, yeah, for about 3 weeks now.
Okay,
and two of them were just checkups to make sure it's still in line and everything.
Make sure you're still human.
But it was
yeah
he's paralyzed neck down.
Never walk again.
He signed a waiver, so he's good. He can't come at us. No, but you had a funny story. Your first experience with nuka.
Yeah.
And then, like, tell me more. Like, tell him about that. Like,
so as Josh knows, the nuka correction is very gentle. It's kind of interesting. The only thing that holds your atlas bone in place are your muscles and your ligaments. And that's it. There's no disc above or below C1. C1 is the atlas bone, that top bone in the neck. There's no disc above or below. And there's no bony interlocking joint above or below C1 either. So literally the only thing holding up your whole world are your muscles and your ligaments. So if we have you lay on your side and get, I don't want to get too far from the mic. If we have you lay on your side and get you in that neutral position and get those muscles to relax, then we don't have to overcome very much. You know, it's essentially just the ligaments that are going to be holding your atlas in the position that it is. So if we're successful getting you in that neutral position, it requires just a couple grams of force to move the atlas. And, as of course, you know, you experienced it, it's very gentle. It, you know, it feels like you're getting your pulse taken. It's very, very gentle. And I was telling Josh, because he's like, what on earth did you do? I was like, I
thought he was just getting started. Like, oh yeah, right? So you're just getting ready, right?
You gotta be kidding.
I didn't hear anything crack yet.
Right. Yeah. So of course there's no popping or cracking,
yeah.
But it's just, it's a very gentle, it's a very slow, kind of steady sort of correction. So you just have this very gentle but steady correction that, you know, gets it to move into this position that you want it to move into. And I was telling Josh, I was like, I would never hold it against you to be skeptical or to think like, what is going on here? Because the first time that I got a nuka correction, like, I was like, what the hell? Like, I was like, this, like, I was mad. Like, I was in college. My parents paid for it. So I was like, they got ripped off. This is ridiculous. And and I was such a hater. It was ridiculous.
You were.
Oh yeah.
But your sister at that point had already been feeling better from nuke aggression.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm a little different
doctor?
Same doctor. I'm a little stubborn sometimes. So I was like, this is ridiculous. And like the only reason I went back is because, you know, my parents were, you know, paying for it. So. But yeah, it was probably 3 weeks after I got my first correction that I could no longer, because I feel like I did a really good job initially of ignoring any changes that happened. I was like, oh, that whatever, not a big deal. Like that pain went away, it was gonna go away anyway, you know. Or this changed, well, whatever, that's normal. Like that stuff changes. But I had shoulder issues for a really long time, and I senior year of high school, I actually had to get a labrum surgery on my left shoulder. And I played college football, and we would have, you know, of course you work out as a team, well, as a defense usually we would, because I played defense, so we would work out as a defense. And I would bench press with a whole bunch of towels on my chest, because if I went down below this 90 degree point, my shoulder would be unstable, but on the backside, which, you know, you meet a couple specialists about this and they say, you know, you're a unique case and that's not a good thing to hear from a specialist. And they would
we cannot solve that.
so typically if you have shoulder instability, about 98% of the time it's gonna be in the front. About, you know, 2% of us are lucky enough to have in the back. And so they didn't know what they wanted to do in order to stop this, to stop my shoulder from coming out of place. And one of the thoughts was that they were going to like saw my scapula in half and they were going to bend it and then they're going to like mold it back together. And they're like, maybe a 50% chance this will work. I was like,
no, that's all right.
For the point of playing college football for how many more years?
Right, right.
It's like, I won't bench past 90. That's fine.
Right? Yeah. And so back to the correction. It was probably about 3 weeks after that first correction that, I was laying on the bench and I was like coming all the way down, and you know, you kind of warm up light or whatever. So I'm warming up and I'm coming all the way down and touch my chest and it feels really good. And I'm like, all right, whatever. And then I put a little more weight on, just checking it out. And like, next thing you know, I'm benching quite a bit and I'm going all the way down and touching my chest and coming all the way up. And like within a couple of weeks, I was doing the most that I ever benched. And I was like, what on earth? And that was when I could no longer fight it. I was like, okay, this is pretty
something's
cool.
Happening.
Right. Something's happening. So
why are you doing it, Josh?
I'm doing it. I've had neck pain just in the past, and I've seen chiropractors when I was younger for a while actually, and then it was just like, I don't know. It temporarily fixed it, but it wouldn't go away. And just getting older and the tough man syndrome, like, I'll just get through the pain, so I just don't. But then, you know, I met you and we talked and I'm like, let's go for it. Let's, you know,
give it a try.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And so. Does any of it, so I don't know if you know this story, but I do a market update every Thursday on my Instagram and social and Snapchat.
I don't recall that.
And it's kind of become my thing. And, just one day I just like roll up on his business because I noticed there's a new sign there. But I feel like the sign's already been there probably for multiple years, but I've just like not seen it. So it's probably a year in or something like that. And I'm like, there's a new sign. I need some market update material. So I go rolling into, can I help you? I'm like, yeah. So I do a market update on my Instagram and Snapchat. And I'd love to record it. And you are super cool to just let me in.
Yeah, no worries. I remember this. This is pretty funny.
We didn't know each other.
No, not at all.
Now I feel like we're seeing each other like all the time.
Right?
Which
absolutely.
Is cool. But you had showed me a piece of equipment that was really high end. How does that piece of equipment play into this?
Was that the postural analysis piece?
Yeah.
so what I was showing you was, it's called the Gravity Stress Analyzer. It's a way for us to objectively measure your posture. And so I always tell people, so I guess back up a step. It's very common for people to have a lot of different kind of many times chronic issues, many times issues that they haven't had a lot of answers for, and they've tried a lot of different things, and they haven't really gotten results. And so a lot of times these people will come in, you know, because they've heard from someone about someone else with a relative.
This little place in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Way back in.
Exactly. You get the idea. So it's very common for that. And so people come in and they're going to be like, look, this is what's going on. And they're going to have this whole laundry list of issues. And I always tell them, like, if you have structural deviation, meaning if your posture is off of neutral, then I know that I can help. And so that GSA, the gravity stress analyzer, is a way for me to objectively measure your posture. And so if that posture is off of neutral, then, the reason we focus on posture as much as we do is because your postural centers are located in your brainstem, and they're on the lateral most or outside most edge of the brainstem. And so they're readily affected if your top bone is out of position, if that makes sense. I keep using my fingers. I suppose you guys can see this, but so if this,
hey, that's a big spine, no
question. Right. So if this,
is that Josh's neck?
What did you do? So
basically, my spine was like a twisty straw. I was just like, I had a nice little S curve in there, and we got her straightened out. So yeah.
My posture is so bad. Gosh, I hate hanging out with chiropractors.
Right. Gosh. Yeah, you're like, oh, I gotta get this fixed.
So a good way of kind of putting that piece of equipment, and correct me again, what's the name of it?
Well, you can call it the GSA, or the gravity stress analyzer.
So do you do that before they actually go in? Okay.
Yep. So we use that as a way to, we do free consultations because, A, most people don't know what NUCA is, right? So I always take the time, we're going to explain it and let you know what you're getting yourself into. And B, like I said, if the structure is off of neutral, then I know that I can help. So that's how I always want to find out going in, that way we have expectations, they're realistic, like this is where you're at, this is where, you know, I can get you, sort of thing.
Got it.
Yeah. And so we always do the GSA before, and then we always do it after the correction as well.
And then ongoing, are people coming in consistently? Okay.
So typically with NUCA care, we've got a different philosophy than what most would probably have. And it's not saying that anyone's doing anything wrong or anything of that nature, but our philosophy specifically is holding is healing. So that means get you corrected and then keep you corrected. The longer that you're in that corrected state, the more your body will be able to heal. So the focus isn't on, I always tell people, like, I'm not, the adjustment doesn't do the healing. Like, the adjustment isn't what's going to make you feel better. The adjustment is going to put your body in position to then heal itself. And like, it's kind of, you know, it kind of sounds like semantics, but it's a truly different philosophy. Like, get you corrected. Now I don't want to see you on a regular basis. I want to do a checkup, you know, basically if you're holding for a month, I want to check you in 3 months, kind of thing. So that's our focus. Get you corrected and then keep you corrected. Mm-hmm. And the nice thing is with, you know, it's only the muscles and the ligaments that hold the atlas in position. If you get into that neutral position, your body gets stronger in that neutral position. So,
yeah. And that's why you're so strong.
That's why I did it. He's like, you're going to get stronger. I'm like, well, I'm doing it. Well, that's okay. I'm doing
it.
Did
I mention I like to lift heavy stuff?
So right now, how are you networking and getting your business out there?
What's been, and not only that, but what's been successful? I mean, you're in such a unique business,
right?
And providing
like,
what,
like, one
service.
Thing I see you at, like, not that I'm going to every one of them, but like, even pictures, you're at like every networking event.
I do a lot of networking, definitely,
like the in-person stuff.
Yep.
Like, I definitely see you at all, like,
for
those
sure.
things. And that's,
and I think it's and I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm not like
you're trying to figure it out,
right? Absolutely. Absolutely.
we are, man. Yeah. This podcast, I don't know. Maybe it's a good thing.
This
maybe
is pretty
it's a bad
cool.
thing.
I mean, this, like I said when I got here, this is pretty legit.
And like I said before, it was a mess before you showed up. Like, we're hopeful that it actually records tonight. That'd be good.
I love you can see the computer screen in the back right now.
Don't look over there. So for networking stuff, BNI has been huge. Interconnection's been awesome. Chamber's been pretty good. Chamber's been good in terms of you get to meet a whole bunch of people and you get to, you know, see these other successful, you know, business owners and you get to interact with them and you get to, you know, you get a lay of the land kind of thing. Very cool. I went to the commission this morning, the coffee and convos. It was my first time going there in a while, but it was a good one. I enjoyed that. Another network.
How are
stuff.
You getting customers though? So is that
so?
If you look at your customers, and I think this is a good question for the fact that it's not necessarily how you're getting all your customers. It's great to get out there; people
yep.
are getting to know you. But
yep.
that
true.
Transition of actually getting the customer, I feel like from the networking event to when they actually come in is a long time. So I'm curious of
yeah.
if you think of some of your customers, where are they coming from?
So at least 90% are a referral. It's probably a little more than that.
Yeah.
You know? And so it's really cool, obviously, that, you know, someone was, you know, we're fortunate enough to get some pretty good results. And then someone wants to refer their friend or loved one or whatever. That's really cool. But, you know, at the same time, when it is referral, it's, you know, it's kind of feast or famine. You know, one week, all of a sudden you get all sorts of people like elbowing each other trying to get in the door. And then the next week, you know, no one's really trying to be a new patient. And it's like, you know, if you could find a way to maybe, you know, smooth that over instead of having the, you know, the peaks and valleys. But I suppose that's just business. So
I think one thing business owners, including myself, struggle with, it's like, okay, so the social media thing matters and I'm sure you see a lot of value for it.
Yeah.
But it's like, what the heck am I going to talk about?
For sure.
You know, on a consistent basis, if I'm a burger joint, you know, if I'm Snappy Stop, like I can only talk about burgers so much, you know? So it's like, and so I imagine, what are you, you know, are you on social? What are you talking about? What?
So I just just recently got on the old Instagram.
Right. Probably 1 in 5 chiropractors on Instagram right now. And how many posts do you have?
Probably like 5. Not
probably
that many.
More than every other chiropractor. You know what I mean? Like, because they're all going, what the heck do I, what,
right?
You know? Here's a messed up spine. What do you think? You can't right. put that out there.
Like, just hit the yes or no. Is this good?
Is this spine jacked or not?
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I don't know much. I mean, I neglect the Facebook page as well. I should do a better job with that. But
a lot of it you can do from your phone. I
yep.
mean, that's what I'm, Facebook you can schedule. Instagram you can't unless you buy some app.
Oh, really?
So okay. Facebook scheduling, I think, is very useful for small business. That,
that's a good
you
point.
Know, you're hands-on. You're like,
right.
But Instagram, the attention's there. You can really build a following quickly versus you have to work to get somebody to like your Facebook page. Instagram, through hashtags, through interacting, you can really build up that followership quicker, I feel like.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know.
I mean, even my brand, I've grown Instagram way faster than – I mean, Instagram just hit 1,000, Facebook's 130 maybe,
yeah,
kind of thing, and like, and I'm neglecting that more, and I'm really focusing on Instagram, but like, still, it wouldn't have grown as fast as my Instagram would.
Can we spend a moment brainstorming what the heck he can talk about as his business? You know, like what? I that would be fun because I struggle.
Yeah.
I don't know what to talk about. As my
right.
real estate's a little easier for me, but when I talk about other brands, it's tough. So what have you posted on social?
So on social, I've got like these different like slides. I guess you could call them chiropractic slides, and those are pretty cool. They're already, you know, they've got my logo on them and they've got like, usually it's going to have like a quote from, you know, like a peer reviewed source of some sort. And so it's going to be, and it's going to usually be pretty chiropractic based, which is pretty neat. So a lot of times I'll post those on there. A lot of times I'll post things about, so I do monthly health talks. So I just did a health talk on Tuesday, and that was on stress and anxiety. And so a lot of times my, you know, content or whatever will revolve around, come to the health talk, here's the health talk, you're going to love it, do that.
Have you ever gone live during that?
No, I haven't.
Just like set up a phone like in the audience?
Yeah, do it.
And just go live. Like, so you
what's intimidating about it?
I don't know.
Because you got a group of people, you could just set up your phone on a tripod, hit live, and just do your thing.
You're live right now.
Right? I'm live right now. I didn't know I was getting into this live, so I suppose.
So one thing that's helped me is just, and this is like anything, just doing it, but Instagram Live, last year I did none, like none. And it's like I'm active as heck on Instagram. I didn't know lives. This year it's like, okay, every time I get to a property that I'm doing a tour on, if I get there early or if I stay there late, show the audience, the Instagram followers, the property. Like, why aren't you? You know, it's like you're already there. And the person that just looked at it probably isn't going to buy it because it just doesn't happen right away.
Right. Not going to happen on the spot, but you're going to be able to show a bunch of people.
And now that I've done it like five times, it's like easy. Like,
I don't do it enough.
No.
Like I would turn to my story. I'm really active on my story, but I don't really. I've done live a few times. Most of it's we're just in here, you know, live during a podcast, something like that. So like even I need to figure out how do I go live more and more to, you know, to even experiment, like what can this do
over that hurdle, just going live without talking to the camera is easier than going live and talking to the camera, because then you're like, oh snap, they're watching me.
Right?
You know, like you set it up over here, it's like maybe, like what are the chances someone's gonna watch my live?
See, it throws me off when I do go live, you know, you have it up here and you're like looking at it like you said, and all of a sudden like someone says like someone's watching, and I'm like, oh, I can't look at that, otherwise I'll get sidetracked.
I think the nice thing is if you do go live, like you can interact like with people that second. So if you get like enough on there and like, you know, hey guys, what do you think of this? You get people like talking, then you can kind of answer questions and talk. That makes it nice to use live, you know, in that sort of way, because you're not always like, haha, camera with people watching me, what do I say?
Right.
You know, they're like, you can interact, so that's nice.
Alexis, who we had on the podcast, she said she has a theme or a topic every time she goes live. And that, like, when she said that, I'm like, well, gosh, that makes sense. Like, okay, I'm going live, and I'm going to talk about the machine.
Right.
I'm going to talk about the weather. It shouldn't always be your business. It shouldn't be. You need to be real about it.
That's true.
But I like that it's, like, planned.
Yeah.
Because if you go live and you just don't know what you're doing, that's when you – get into the situation where, oh, I don't know what to say. Like, but if it was like, I'm going to go live from this time and talk about this, it's a lot easier kind of thing. And that's where she's really doing it well. Yeah.
All right, media idea for your brand. You just told a great story related to your family.
That's right, yep.
Get that story out
there. I know. That's,
get that out there.
I said that. People need to hear that. And
obviously the long story is amazing, but how can you also take that story and put it into smaller portions?
Yeah, like a 30-second snippet or something.
Mm. Right. And then what we've been doing this 30-second spot and then saying, hey, go to YouTube.
Can we throw it on YouTube?
Oh, okay.
And then you have the long form. Facebook too.
Right.
You know, it can go on any platform that takes long video, but it just helps you. It helps get people interested. You know?
Yeah, no doubt. Interesting.
I would say not only that, but if other people would give you testimonials,
mm-hmm.
Video testimonials from people, I mean, right there, more stories where people can connect with, hear that. That's like, oh, yeah, like these people are really seeing results. We got to do this.
Yeah, and that's something we've been pretty fortunate with as well. We've had, I think we're up to like 6 or 7 now that have done video testimonials. Sweet. And we've got a few more that are going to do them for us. And yeah. So
where do you distribute those?
I guess I have a YouTube channel.
Okay.
Not that I know much about it or how to use it or anything like that. But then I guess they'll probably go on my website as well. Mm-hmm. And then it would make sense to put them on Facebook too.
That short form on social. To be like, hey, go watch this on my YouTube, kind of thing. So just like guide them to the long form.
Yeah.
So they can watch that. And then YouTube is huge on your like cover photo. So making custom cover photos, which we should even do. Because like
right now we just use a photo
that eye catching stuff,
you know, which is good, but it's, if you look at the guys that are more professional in it, they like
all the time
edit something.
Yep. Okay.
Make it look halfway decent.
Yep.
The thumbnail catches you. I think another thing is just look at what catches you and then be like, okay, how do I incorporate that with my business?
Right.
You know, what
are
you watching?
But, and then your health talks and stuff like that. You could do segments on just shorter tips. So you have the stress talk, which is an hour long, but you could also do these 30-second blips of different helpful things that people can just
tips here
watch
and
quick and be like, oh yeah, I should be doing that. That's good.
Right.
You know, that'd be another thing I could see you doing.
The health talks, for the record, are like 20 to 30 minutes.
Okay.
An hour would be
ridiculous. Not an hour.
And then what you get.
I'm not going there for an hour to hear about stress. Right. I got stuff to do.
I don't care how good the chili is.
You don't need to stress me out anymore. From that 20-minute video, you can pull snippets, you know, and you can also pull audio. So audio, and now that's getting into a whole other realm you haven't explored.
Yeah.
But audio can be uploaded to SoundCloud, can be uploaded to the podcast like we do here. It can be uploaded to multiple platforms. SoundCloud, is the one with the least friction because you go to the website, it says upload, boom. It's kind of like YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Podcast, you got to like get your podcast approved. Not that it's a big deal, but you kind of have to go through this exercise. So there, it's not like our pod. We got a podcast. Really nice. Like there's a lot of people who got a podcast. Yes. But SoundCloud allows you to put that audio up there really quickly. So you can pull it from your video. That's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to pull it from here.
And okay.
Put it up there.
Cool.
One thing that was on my mind related to your media is you had mentioned that the healthy living style, that you know, you have to keep that going. We adjust you, we get you straight, mm-hmm. and then from there you got to keep it rolling.
Yep.
What things do I need to do in order to keep those going? And that is great media because
that's a good idea.
Because that is what's going to, it's the same reason you watch some fitness person because you're like, they're keeping themselves healthy and
right.
I want to be similar to them.
For sure. Absolutely. So for us, like the biggest thing that we want to do is keep you in alignment. So a lot of times people focus on you know, supplementation or our exercises and that's all well and good. But truly, you know, my specialization is just get the neck corrected, get that top part of the neck in alignment. And then, you know, stay that way.
Keep it there.
Yeah. And so we, after the initial correction, we go through, you know, a whole packet of information. There's probably
gave me a book that I was supposed to read.
Right? There's probably more information than
Josh
what needs
like,
to be
can
there.
Can you put this on Instagram? I need to read this.
I need pictures and videos.
I'm going to need a recording. Put it on SoundCloud.
Seriously.
No, but like even that, like, because there was steps in like how to stay aligned and like bad practices that are like, oh yeah, this will probably get you out of alignment or something like that.
Yeah, there's
so even
that
like short form content you could be doing.
Definitely, there's certain things that you want to be doing, and then there's certain things that you absolutely want to avoid to give you the highest likelihood to hold your correction. So,
in business, was that did that come naturally? You know, are you 2 years in?
Yeah.
So did the whole business thing come naturally or was that like...
Naturally. I don't know about... No, it doesn't... I mean, it definitely doesn't feel natural. It's... I mean, it's a grind, you know? Of course, as I'm sure you're aware, you learn a lot. You know, you learn hard lessons along the way. And
what's a hard lesson you learned? Real talk.
I'm
right.
Real spot talk right now.
On the Friday Night Podcast.
Friday Night Podcast where me and Bucky bash our guests.
Right?
What do you suck at? What do you suck at? So the chiropractic side probably came a little more naturally, right?
Yes,
you went
definitely.
To school for
definitely.
It, you're getting people are teaching you about how to do it the right
absolutely.
Way.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden you're thrown into a commercial space and you sign on the lease and you gotta start paying rent every single flipping month.
Yes.
And you're like, woo, let's do this. Like, I got internet, I got I got I need people in here. That printer that's $100 a month because I needed the best printer because that's just what you. Oh, and that equipment,
right?
Holy buckets! You got a loan on that equipment.
Oh yeah. No, I remember the first month, leading up to the first month.
I'm eating ramen tonight.
Exactly.
I'm sleeping at the studio.
Leading up to a first month, we're doing all sorts of this, networking, and we're meeting all kinds of people, and there's a bunch of people that were going to come in and get care, and we're like, all right, this is awesome. And
I'm going to be so rich.
Right? So, like,
I don't know. Do you have that thought, maybe?
No, it's just like, you know, you all of it leads up to this, like, all that leads up to this opening, and then you open, and then for the way that we do it at our practice, you spend a lot of time with a new patient because, you know, we do this whole, consultation. We do a history. We do a neurological exam. We do a orthopedic exam. We do the postural analysis. We do full spine x-rays. Then we do very specific x-rays of the top of the neck. Then we got to analyze these x-rays. Then we actually do the adjustment. Then after the adjustment, we do all the checks again to make sure that it's aligned the way that it's supposed to. And if the posture responds the way that I expect it to respond, then we'll go shoot post x-rays. I'll analyze those the same as the pre x-rays, and then we'll verify the correction. This takes a lot of time. Initially, like that first month, we were really busy seeing all these new patients, of course. And then we really got away from doing our networking, right?
Yeah.
Like we weren't out there.
That's how it works, dude.
Right? We were
prospect,
we weren't out
there. And then work. And
Josh is
crap.
In the prospect phase.
I need
seriously.
A prospect
Josh
more.
Is in the prospect phase. Seriously.
Let's get more people.
It's like, it's crazy. The second month, it was like, just like that. We're like, oh boy. Like, we have to see patients and continue to network and, like, you know, do your marketing stuff and all that. And that was quite the lesson early on. It was like.
So what did you do to adjust? So was it less networking or did you?
So initially it was, I mean, for like that first month that we were open, like we were like, you know, too busy, you know, too tired, can't do it. Like, you know, name any excuse you want sort of thing. And now it's at this point, it's like, you have to continue, you know, it's that consistency. You
right.
got to keep going. You got to keep meeting people. And you know, when you do something as unusual or unique or, you know, special or whatever, however you want to term it, you know, like what I do with, you know, with Nuka Care, it's all about education. So you have to continually educate people and you have to make them aware. You know, it's very common, like I said, for people to have all sorts of really unique, rare sort of situations that they're like, they don't know where to turn, and then somehow they end up hearing about us. Those are really cool. And like, the longer that you are in practice and the more that you are able to help those sort of cases, the more likely that you're going to get those cases. But initially, you got to find those cases.
Yeah.
And so it, I think that's where the consistency and, of course, the education comes in.
Looking back, is there anything you would have done differently in starting your business?
Of course. There's like a million things.
Like what?
I mean, I would have maybe looked at some of my, like, early on marketing expenses a little differently, probably. Mm-hmm.
Real talk. Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously, I mean, how many people are starting off and they get sold on stuff that is just like,
yep,
not where your money should be spent.
Yep.
Gosh.
For real. For real.
And it doesn't happen. Like, they say you're gonna get all this, and then it just doesn't. You're like, oh.
Well,
okay.
And not only that, like, whether they say you're gonna get all this and you don't, you're just like, I need marketing.
Yep.
And I got to spend it somewhere, and I got this budget because that's what I put in place when I set up my business. And so, like, here we go, shooting fire.
Right.
Like, I hope it hits.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's exactly.
And it's like, you learn afterwards. And this goes back to social media 101. Like, and it's difficult to get over that hurdle of being in front of the camera. But, man, there's so much you can do there for free and make such an impact. With your time,
absolutely.
And with your
absolutely.
Your overall yep. phone that you're paying yep. the phone bill on.
Right? Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. You are not kidding.
Did you buy billboards?
No. No.
Did you put ads in the Yellow Book?
No.
Ooh.
No.
All right.
I did.
Was I supposed to do that?
Am I missing out?
Wait a minute. Yellow Page, what's
no.
that?
So originally, I built, or I had this – college class build my website. And it sounded like a really good deal. And initially it was. It wasn't, no, but I mean, it was still. It was
still expensive.
It was, right? It was still, because they're still building an entire website. And it was. It ended up looking like an eighth grade science project. and I have this terrible, like, I'm an absolutely eternal optimist. So I see this and it's staring me in the face and I'm like, oh, this is really good. even though
we'll be fine. We'll be fine.
This is a really beautiful website. And it just, it was awful. And I kept just trying to convince myself that, yeah, this is what I want. This is really good. And thankfully, so they also did my logo as well. And I think that they did a good job with that. Thank you. But yeah, the website, man, they airballed. And but I did, so I used Next Gen Marketing, Bryce Wilcox, actually, shout out. He built my website where, to what it is now, and it's much better. Originally it was like, oh yeah, I'll show you my website, and like I wasn't, you know, but now I'm
what's
proud
your domain? I forget.
Not telling.
I don't think it's live yet.
Oh, man. Well, I'm proud of you for not spending, and you probably did in certain areas, but you didn't spend it on certain areas that, you know, it's big dollar amounts, you know. Yep. Not that anything isn't, but it's a big dollar amount, so I'm proud of you for doing that. But yeah, websites, man, that's a struggle too. You can get expensive websites really fast.
No doubt.
I've been happy with Wix. I mean for startup, Wix is a good startup mode, you know. It's not too, just to get off the ground and be like, I got a website, because it's important to say,
right?
But then from there, I mean, I imagine Next Gen did a great job, and there's several companies in town that can help make it happen. So
no doubt.
Cool. All right. Well, we got an event coming in tonight at the China Hall. People are moving in. We don't know what it's about.
Should we call Sonny in here?
No. It's some rebranding. We'll find out what it's all about.
That's right.
It's going to be exciting. So if anybody, are you going to join in?
I mean, I could probably check her out. Give her the old try.
Before you go to the social ice.
Yes.
Your tail off.
I'm like pretty excited.
Negative.
Yeah, I want to go down there and see everything. Yeah.
I've never been to social ice.
You haven't?
Oh
my gosh.
I'm stoked.
I can't believe it.
I haven't
that.
Been down there yet.
Oh yeah. That's
really? First time.
See?
Let's go. Yeah, I mean.
We're going to go take pictures at every sculpture now together.
Insta.
We love Minnesota.
Love Rochester. That's what we do. We get bored. It's like we do a podcast and we go sit around ice and just drink beer around ice when it's negative 20.
You got to get that liquid jacket on. Yeah.
It's not cold if you don't feel it.
Oh, man. This has been a fun podcast. I'm glad that Josh pushed us to have a little more fun tonight.
I'm like, Bucky, we got to have a fun time tonight. They're too serious.
I've had a great time.
Yeah.
I appreciate you guys having me on. This is a good time. I appreciate all the tidbits and the advice too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're here just brainstorming it up at the office of the China Hall. So
yeah,
that's right.
And Josh and I are going to make a video next week.
That's
so.
Right.
Are you?
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Where are you going to drop it?
Everywhere.
He's gonna teach me his ways. We're gonna be social media moguls.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I'm excited.
Take your camera and zoom it out because that's the only one left with battery. And then we'll say the outro and get out of this.
It doesn't zoom out.
You'll make it work. You'll make it work. So your video, do you have a topic of like what you're gonna?
I think we're gonna like basically take the viewers through what it would look like a normal patient visit sort of thing.
Okay.
And it sounds like I'll probably be talking a little bit about Nuka and what it is that I do and that sort of thing. So
awesome.
Yeah, it'll
and
be.
And you'll be adding to your Instagram content.
I guess. Yeah. Yeah.
One thing you can do on Instagram, it has IGTV, so it's kind of like the YouTube version of Instagram. And you can upload longer than a minute videos on IGTV, and then it stays on your profile for a longer period of time. So that's what we've been trying to do with
IGTV.
Josh. Yeah, it's okay. On your profile up at the top. If you don't have one, I think it says, you know, start your first IGTV or whatever the case is. And then anyways, you put your video on there, and then it stays on your profile for the longer form. So So it's kind of their way of getting longer form video on the platform. So take that.
How have you been seeing that work though? Quick.
How have I been seeing it work? It's just, I'm only like 6 IGTV episodes in, so I don't know. It's cool. It's a cool feature, but it's not like I can say I've seen business from it. It's just right. adding to your content
sure.
to make more available on a consistent
It's getting
basis.
More out there and yeah, makes sense. Yeah.
Just more places.
Yeah, more yep. places. We put all this energy into a piece of content. You hate to just like put it in one spot. All right, I did it. It's on Facebook.
We're done.
Done.
That must be what I'm doing.
Done
wrong.
Prospecting.
I got this social media thing figured out. All right, get in here, Josh. We'll sign off. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Yeah, we're looking right there at the camera.
This one. Doing the live camera right now.
Thank you, everybody, for joining the Offices of China Hall podcast on a Friday night. Where can people find you on social, on your awesome website? Where can they find you?
So, TrilliumSpinalCare.com. That's the website. I've got Trillium Spinal Care Facebook, and my Instagram handle is Nucca, N-U-C-C-A, 4, the number 4, life, L-Y-F-E, because I thought it was hip, and I thought I was cool.
So go on there and follow and be like, you are cool. Be sure to send
right?
a message.
I like your name.
There you go. Who are you? Where are you? What you got?
Here, wait till we, all right. Josh from Media Corps, come to me for any video needs. Boom.
The best.
And I'm Bucky at the Office of China Hall. You know anybody looking for an office space? We got some.
All right.
Over and out.